611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion. Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today, Pastor Joshua will lead us to study the book of Isaiah. We have started a new series. I believe that God will continue to speak to us through this book. Today is Hong Kong's public holiday. I believe that many brothers and sisters can go online to listen to morning devotion. Although you cannot come back because of COVID, religious venue is closed. And this is the law of Hong Kong government. And in order to protect the people of Hong Kong, even we are under the pandemic, we can continue with morning devotion and worship God online during Sunday services. May the Holy Spirit continue to flow among us. Today, when we read the book of Isaiah, it's different from before. Why? Because our situation is not the same. When we read the book of Isaiah again, we will have a deeper understanding. In particular, the international situation. The battle between Russia and Ukraine. They are still fighting the battle. We hope they can cease fire soon. In Ukraine, they have Catholics and Orthodox. And for us, we are Christians. No matter is Catholic, Orthodox, or Christianity, we believe in the Trinity God. In the development of history, it's different. First, they have this Roman Catholic. First, we have in the early church, we have Jesus. At the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Then God established a covenant with Israel. Man is under sin, and God led the Israelites become his people. After establishing the covenant, then we have the kingdom of David. God has chosen the Israelites to become his people. So that the people of the whole earth know that the Lord is God. The people of God has to reveal to the people of the whole earth to know that the Lord is God. And this is the kingdom of David. And this is what the kingdom of David revealed. After the death of David, then we have King Solomon, and the northern and the northern Israel and southern Israel are divided. So the northern Israel has fallen first, followed by the kingdom of Judah. The book of Isaiah was written during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. The There are 66 chapters. Chapter 1 to 39. So this is the time when the Assyrian Empire rose up. So this Aram nation was a very powerful leader in the world. So we talk about Asia. Aram was the strongest nation at that time. In the eastern side of Aram, then they have this Assyrian nation forming. And also, northern Israel aligned with Aram. Northern Israel came very close to Aram in order to fight against Assyria. And the alliance between Aram and northern Israel . They wanted to besiege Assyria. And they raised up many nations in the western side to fight against Assyria. They also pulled Judah with them. And at that time, the Judah nation was tracked by them. And we could see King Ahaz. That's the time when the prophet Isaiah prophesied. So what kind of national policy should Judah hold? Like this national policy, what should it be like? When they face this powerful leader, Assyria. But in the eastern side, Assyria also rose up. Now, Aram wanted to destroy Assyria. But she herself couldn't do it. That's why she has to make alliance with other nations. Align with the countries in the Middle East. So the nation of Judah, what should they do? Northern Israel has already joined the Aram alliance. When you look at the battle between Russia and Ukraine and you hear this message, you will ask, Lord, oh, what should we do now? What should Ukraine do? How about the national policy of Ukraine if you were the president of Ukraine? At that time, Judah was in that situation. Should Judah choose Aram or Assyria? One is Aram and the other is Assyria. So Judah has eventually chosen Aram. So Judah has been dragging along by them. Starting from King Josiah, Ahaz intermarried with Josiah. It has been dragging on for many generations. So in the northern Israel, they had been facing a lot of curses because they worshiped idols and had a lot of witchcraft. And with Jezebel, that's why Jezebel's curse all the way come from northern Israel to Judah. Judah and northern Israel, they also intermarry each other. So Judah also named the king's son with the name of northern Israel. That's how they come close to each other. So it's very difficult to differentiate the name because the kings, they are called themselves Aram. So now come to the year of Ahaz. So what is the choice of Ahaz when he faced such strong power? You know, the northern and the southern kingdom of Israel, they already had problems for many years. What should Judah do when Judah faced Aram and Israel? Judah has his own choice. Isaiah started to minister at that time. What is the stance of Judah like? So we will know as we read on. Now, let's talk about Ukraine. When both Judah and northern Israel, they have fallen. Then we came to the New Testament when Jesus came. He was persecuted. Even the early church was persecuted. With the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, then the church was developed. At that time, Christianity was born in the early church. So after hundreds of years, the early church was persecuted. Like Christians was persecuted by Roman government and even Judaism. Because at that time, Judaism already deteriorated. Originally, they had the Holy Temple, the first Holy Temple, and then the second Holy Temple. Isaiah rose up at that time. As they continued to pass on their faith, and after the nation was fallen, then they deteriorated, and they become a Jewish synagogue. That's why in Judaism, they have a lot of rabbis. But Jesus came to rebuke them and saying that you are Pharisees. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Then Jesus preached the kingdom of God. The people of God should reveal God to the world, but Judaism cannot do that. So the kings in all the kings of Israel couldn't do that. So Jesus came and said that we are the people of God. And we should reveal to all the non-believers of this world that God is real under that situation. So the believers in the early church face a lot of persecution from Judaism, from politics. It has been dragging on for so many years, starting from like the Persian Empire, Greek, Rome. And before that, even the Jews persecuted the Christians. Now, the Roman government especially persecuted Christians. Now, coming to this Roman king, Constantine. So, Christianity were no longer persecuted. At that time, like the people in Rome, under the Roman Empire, they have to believe in Catholics, Catholic religion. And at that time, the Bible began to form. And that many people believed in Jesus. Or because they, when they believed in God, then the tax can be reduced. Because even this king, Constantine, believed in Jesus. And at that time, Christianity has fallen. And then the Roman Empire was much weakened because they have to face the rising of Muslim. And then the religion was weakened. That's why Constantine has to move his capital. The reason why this king believed in Christianity is because of his dream. He believed in Jesus. In his dream, he saw the flag of his army with a cross. And wherever this flag goes, then they win the battle. But for his own army, they failed in every battle. Because he had the threat from the Roman Empire. So it's not safe to keep the capital in Rome. That's why he moved eastward. So the political center, they moved to Constantinople. But the religious center is still in Rome. Now, when it comes to the eastern side, so the king, the Roman king continued to believe in Jesus, believed in Christianity, and they continued to develop Christianity at that time. And it becomes orthodox religion. So the belief of Orthodox is different from Christianity. Orthodox mainly focus on like some mysterious knowledge. So in Rome, their religion is more of rational mind. In fact, they believe in the one God, but they are divided. So Christianity, we call ourselves religious reform. So it's not the Orthodox. So it's our religion, Christianity. We are different from Catholics, different from Orthodox. Now in Ukraine, many people, they believed in Catholics and also in Orthodox. Most of them, they believed in Orthodox. The influential power of the king Constantine was there, and it affected Russia until now. It didn't come to China. In Ukraine nowadays, they also read this Bible. We read NIV version, and they read the Bible in Russia, in Russian. When they hear this message, what should they do? What is the meaning of the book of Isaiah to them? So what about their national policy? Just like Judah, what should be the policy of Judah? In conclusion, the policy of Judah is not come close to Aram. It's not come close to Assyria. What the book of Isaiah tells us about the stance of Judah should come close to a heavenly Father. And let God be their stance. I hope in Hong Kong, during social movement, many people ask our church. We say we don't belong to the yellow color or blue color. We belong to Jesus' color, the color of Jesus. So we have this color of holiness, the color of the truth. While we are on this earth, like in Hong Kong, we are under the sovereignty of China, and this is God's arrangement. God reigns above all. So we just need to follow God. About our stance and our direction, we have to reveal to the world that God is real. We should not follow wherever is stronger and follow them. Or this place is safer than I just follow. No. Or there are more money in this place than we follow. No, we shouldn't do that because we are the people of God. We have to reveal to the whole world the mighty power of God. It's not just follow the trend of the world. Or wherever there are money, we go and follow. No. Or which country gives you passport, we go there. No. We just look upon God. And this is the message from Isaiah. It's the same to Ukraine. God is here. Do not think that God doesn't exist. So I spent some time at the beginning in order to give you a deeper background of Isaiah. So when we read this book, we have much feelings. The title for this book, chapter 1, is Verse 29, chapter 1. You will be ashamed because of the sacred oaks in which you have delighted. You will be disgraced because of the gardens that you have chosen. You will be like an oak with fading leaves, like a garden without water. The mighty man will become tinder, and his work a spark. Both will burn together with no one to quench the fire. Today I will focus on these three verses. The title is Do Not Imitate the Oak Tree Loved by the World. Do not imitate the oak tree loved by the world. In other words, We shall become the tree of life planted by God. This is our vision. The book of Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. So I have told you about the background. Verse 1 to 9. The people were rebellious that God has reserved the remnant. This is the vision and the prophecy to Judah during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. So at that time, the northern Israel has already fallen when Isaiah started to serve. So it's during the reigns of these kings. Isaiah prophesies to Judah, also including northern Israel. So I call them the people from Judah and Israel. Both of them, they belong to God's people. When Isaiah rebuilt Judah, he also rebuilt Israel at the same time. Just like when I was small, when my mother scolded my brother, he also scolded me at the same time. So I understand very well that Isaiah rebuilt both Judah and Israel. So originally the Israelites sinned against God, rebelled against his covenant, and continued to retreat. And God has beaten them, and they have wounded all over the body. And even the land became desolate. So if we talk about the Israelite nation, and also Judah, they were like that. Because one of them, they relied on Aram. And northern Judah is no good as well. Judah trust in Assyria. This is during the reign of Ahaz. Then they had to rely on a stronger nation. God was in great wrath. You know, you were my people. So in such international situation, you don't believe that I'm your God. You don't trust me. That's why northern Israel has fallen. They didn't trust God. And they despise the holy God of the holy God. They have forsaken the Lord. Like in verse 4, they have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. And God judged them. And God said, during my judgment, if I have not preserved the remnant, you should have totally been destroyed. Like in verse 8, only the daughter Zion was left. At that time, the Assyrian army has fought against them. So this is the background of this chapter. The Assyrian Empire was so strong at that time. And then verse 10 to 20. And then God advised his people to come out from falsehood to listen to God. Even though the Assyrian Empire was strong, you have to listen to God. And to come off from this fake worship. So God said, do not come to me. Worship me. You are fake. In verse 11, the Lord said, the multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and the fat of feathered animals. I have no pleasure. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trembling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. And you kill people. And you have a lot of bloodshed. Verse 16, wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. And you have to be righteous. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Help the fatherless and the widow. If you do this, you'll be like as white as snow and shall be like wool. You have to listen to me. Both northern and southern Israel, they have fallen. You don't trust me. Your heart is far from me. You do all these wicked things. And you oppress the fatherless and the widow. You devour people's land. And you have to repent. You have to cleanse yourself. And you have to listen to my words. And God has been advising them to come out from falsehood. Listen to God's words. The third paragraph, verse 21 to 31. God's love proclaimed judgment and grace. Verse 21. See how the faithful city has become a prostitute. So he says, Israel and Judah has become prostitute. So the meaning of it, it is a religious word, religious name. That is to say, the Lord is their husband, but they didn't turn to the Lord. And they've done a lot of wicked things, worship idols. They embrace other nations. Aram, Assyria. They embrace all nations. They embrace the gods of all nations. King Ahaz worshipped the king of the god of Aram. He said, "You have become prostitute and murderers. And you have done a lot of wicked things." Verse 22, your silver has become dross. Your choice wine is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels, partners with thieves. So they plundered people. They didn't vindicate for the people. Verse 24, therefore the Lord Almighty, the Mighty One of Israel, declares, I will vent my wrath on my foes and avenge myself on my enemies. Who are these foes and enemies? They are God's people. You've done this, and you become the prostitute, my enemies. Verse 25, I will turn my hand against you. I will thoroughly purge away your dross and remove all your impurities. I have to judge you. But this is the judgment of love, followed by grace. Because you are my people, I brought you up. I will not forsake you. But my serious judgment will come upon you. And you will become like dross. Then I will restore your leaders. You'll be changed. And your rulers as at the beginning. And afterwards you'll be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. I heard of Rick Joyner's prophecy. He said that Hong Kong will become the city of righteousness, the faithful city. It's not that after the prophet prophesied, it will come to pass. But look at Isaiah's prophecy. We have to go through judgment. And the remnant will become the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Then salvation comes. Verse 28. But rebels and sinners will both be broken, and those who forsake the Lord will perish. What are they like? Verse 29. You will be ashamed because of the sacred oaks in which you have delighted. You will be disgraced because of the gardens that you have chosen. So what about this oak tree? The oak trees they delighted refers to all nations, Aram or Assyria, and even Egypt. The Israelites, God brought them to the land of Canaan and given them the book of law and the tree of life. But they didn't walk the way of life, and they are away from the law of God. Their heart turned to the false gods and go towards all nations. And the hands have been doing a lot of dirty things, bloodshed things. They worship, they sacrifice themselves to God. However, their heart is afar from God. God said, I have to refine you because you are my people. I will not forsake you. What you are delighted in is the oak tree in all nations. Your protection, your life that you want is the same as all nations. What you worship is the false god in all nations. You love those fake trees, oak trees. You don't like the tree of life. You want to become oak tree in the world. You will surely be destroyed. You will be put to shame. The oak tree in all nations. Verse 30, you will be like an oak with fading leaves, like a garden without water. What I have given you is the vine. I have given you the tree of life. But you don't want them. You want to embrace the oak tree. You align with all nations. You will surely be dried up. And your garden will be without water. Whatever you do will be consumed by fire. will not exist anymore. Judah and Northern Israel, they have fallen. They didn't exist anymore. But Isaiah prophesied that they will be revived. Because God has to turn them to the city, to be the city of righteousness and the faithful city. Restore their rulers and the people will turn back. After chapter 39, even though Isaiah was in that generation, he still speak to the people who will return from exile. Even he will speak to the Christians nowadays because his prophecy will last forever. Today, I really want to talk about this oak tree. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Here, the oak tree, like this oak tree, is the same word as the oak tree in chapter 1. So for Chinese version, we didn't translate as the oak tree, but there is oak tree in English translation. Like the oak tree in chapter 1, this is the oak tree. This is a fake one, which will be destroyed. But the tree of life, the oak of righteousness, is planted by the Lord. The people of God should be like this. But if we are like the oak tree in the world, we will surely be destroyed. May God help us in the current generation. We are God's people. We should reveal the power of God. God still reigns. No matter what the situation is in the world, just like in the generation of Isaiah. So with all the strong nations in power, what should be the stance of Judah? And today, as Christians, may God help us in this generation. May we know how to listen to God, come out from falsehood, to be the true tree of life. Embrace God. He will surely protect you and give you peace. And this is eternal peace. May God bless us.